Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. That's short for the Deeper Daily Podcast. 5 minutes every day, 365 days a year. We try to talk a little bit about Jesus, the love of the Father, the goodness of God. In this case, we're doing so through the lens of the book of Acts as we journey through this amazing book. We're in the 19th chapter. The Apostle Paul has just had the incident with the seven sons of Sceva in the middle of the chapter where they have tried to exorcise demons using the Jesus whom Paul preaches, and that backfired greatly. These men who were not led of the Spirit, and the man who was demon-possessed leaps on them and beats them up, and they leave embarrassed. And the Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, were in verse 17, fear falls on them, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. So I think we're talking primarily here about the magicians and these soothsayers and the likes. They've been deluded. They've been shamefully deluded, in fact. And they come embarrassed and begin to confess what they've done. And here's their physical action, verse 19. Many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. This verse is not meant to indicate that if you become a believer, you should take your library and burn it. Please catch the specificity of this passage and the context. First of all, The King James says many of them which used curious arts brought their books. And the word there in the Greek for curious arts signifies overdone arts. It signifies things that have went too far. So we're not talking about burning everything, getting rid of everything, going through secular art and getting rid. This was a very specific thing. And I don't doubt there are some very specific things, even physically in our lives, that the Holy Spirit might prompt us to get rid of. I don't tell the Holy Spirit what to do. And I have had the Holy Spirit say to me, you don't need that in your house. And I've gotten rid of it. I didn't have to make a law out of it. I didn't have to write a chapter in a book on it. But I just knew that particular thing was overblown. It was overdone. It didn't need to be around me. It didn't represent me. And so I think the Holy Spirit, well, I know the Holy Spirit hasn't changed. He's still capable very much of doing this. So they bring their books, they burn them before all, and there's a tense there. The Greek tense expresses a progress and a continuance. So this wasn't just a one-time event. This starts to happen over and over and over, and they count the price, and it's 50,000 pieces of silver, which is a absurd sum of money, especially consider that Judas betrays Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, and these men burn books valued at 50,000 pieces of silver. It really doesn't even make sense for us to try to say what that's worth today, because it's almost impossible to compare what pieces of silver would have been worth, even in their day. It's very difficult for us to know the dollar value based upon our money, but so I don't think it's that important. 20, so the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. So the great result of this entire passage is the end of verse 17, the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and then verse 20, the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. We'll take it up there. The next verse literally says, when these things were accomplished. And so we will see what happens when these things were accomplished, and we'll get started on that tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.